This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, there are at least 5,000 more deaths globally from COVID-19, taking the figure to more than 583,000 dead. In the U.S., there are more than 137,000 deaths from it. The number of confirmed infections is more than 13.5 million and approximately 3.5 million in the U.S. U.S. President Donald Trump is attempting to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist. Mr. Trump also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor, Peter Navarro, in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says that he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. U.S. President Trump responded by saying that Navarro made a statement representing himself. He went on to say that Navarro should not be doing that, but the president himself has a very good relationship with Fauci. Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone have been reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama as well, and its governor, Kay Ivey, is requiring the wearing of masks now. Florida's not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one Wednesday while speaking publicly. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt does not want to require a mask. He said, "You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility." He rarely wears one, and Wednesday he became the first governor to say that he's tested positive for the virus. This is VOA News.